Looks like you need to kick the transcriber.
Yep. Like this, right? I think that's
CGBot. Oh, maybe that worked. Okay.
Yeah, it worked. Awesome. Well, good to see you guys again. Let's dive in. Can you help me? Are we on interop or vocab first this week?
Unsure.
Let me see. This was.
It's a vocab week.
Yep, that's what I got as well. Okay, so let's start on vocab tools. We have two in the bottom that are open. 9:29 and 9:30 are both drafts. And since Patrick is not here, I suggest we skip them and start on 9:32. And Russell, that is you.
Yeah, there was just a misplaced comma, so that is ready to merge, I think.
All right. Any objections to merging? We do have 4 approvals, so it should be all good. Let's merge it in. All right, next up is 9:37. This is from Vladimir. It has to do with the entry credential workflow awaiting approval. All right, let's run it. I guess that can take a moment. All right, let's come back to it. It needs to run the CI. So let's skip ahead and see what else is here. Oh, might be the same here. Next is 9:38. There's a bunch of comments. This does not seem ready to merge. Let me leave a comment to Vladimir. Do you guys have any comments on 9:38? Okay. Moving on to 9:39. What do we have? Add contributor. Okay. This is quite a mess, isn't it? It's a contributor and a whole lot of other things as well. I don't know. It seems a little too messy for my taste.
Yeah, I think it's not unreasonable to ask them to make a clean PR.
Looks like some of it might have been just his auto formatter. There's a lot of deleted spaces. But, yeah. Some of it looks intentional.
I'll make a note. Okay. I'm surprised they just proved it, both Mahmood and Ori, but it does not seem like Ori approving that kind of thing. Anyway, let's move on. Next one is 940, that's from me. What? Am I missing? Am I doing miss as well? That is certainly out of place. It's the issue of the pin. Oh, God damn it, that's snugging. All right, would you mind if I get rid of that organic certification credential? I can't even, it's certificate and certification. I don't even know how that happened. Has this been changed recently?
Yeah, I think that was my fault. That was a previous PR that made that change, and I guess I didn't, push the updated credentials with issuer dependent terms. Oh. So that actually is. Needs to be made. I personally would be, I guess it's a little messy to make that in this PR, but I don't think it would hurt anything.
Would you mind just adding a note to say this is due to a recent change and we should just merge it in, and then let's merge it?
Sure.
I mean, yes, it's messy, but I don't know. It's not so much because I want to keep it clean. This is my personal opinion. I don't like a clean PR history is fine, but I wouldn't kind of invest too much into that. It's more like, what are we actually approving? That's my main concern.
Yeah.
I should have noticed this on the staging though. All right, let's resolve it. Can we get one more approval on it, though? Russell, would you mind approving? Oh, there we go. Come again?
You'd like an approve on editor list update?
Yes, please. Just to have the two tick marks on it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is embarrassing, but how do I approve?
How is it? Don't you have a green button that says... Anyway, doesn't
is
matter.
It at the bottom?
No, it's up on the upper right.
Right. Maybe I don't have permissions for that, actually.
Okay.
That probably should petition to be added.
Yeah, we should. I guess you can raise an issue and ask to be probably, you've definitely deserved it to reach that level of the game. All right, let's just merge it in. It's really all about me and Ori, so I can't see why anyone should appear. Going for it. And next one, Russell, that's your 941.
This is a cut because we just merged the 587 thing, but it's easy to resolve.
oh, yeah, that's right. Would you want to look into that now, or is that too much?
It could you leave a comment saying I will do that and can merge after? Sure. I am taking notes. So
and can we just talk about what is it? This is a lot of
This was discussed in a few places. That nobody likes size or amount. There was talk about getting rid of it entirely. I was saying that for agriculture, that is often used for quantity. So I made instead a quantity property on ag product. Mahmoud left a comment that in a similar way, it would be good to have a volume on oil and gas product, but that is out of scope. He's just requesting that we not close issue 564 until that's done.
Okay. I remember that discussion. Changing product, you're taking out size or amount on, oh yeah, that's right. That's where the discussion was. You've confirmed that's not breaking. I mean, CI is working, so it should be fine, but
yeah.
Just want to make sure that we're not breaking stuff with the product change.
Yeah, reasonable concern. But I think it's good. The test passes, the build passes.
It does, yeah. Let me just add my own. All right, let's get, conflict. Yeah, that's right. That's where we were. So please. And merge. All right, you got the green light. What's next? Next is 942. There. Russell, I'm curious, are you taking notes? Because I'm not seeing any notes coming in on the chat.
Oh, yeah, I have here.
There's a massive. There you go. Okay, cool.
Yes. Yeah.
942, that's also you.
Yeah, 942 is a very extensive PR. I could use, it is, we've had that ongoing discussion about date time. I could use a little bit of input, but my interpretation of our last meeting, the resolution, we didn't upload notes and I didn't take great notes, but my interpretation was that we should not make everything date time because that would assume that anything that just has a date would default to midnight. So this implements, well, for one thing, is that the case? Does anyone remember what we did resolve with date time and date?
I don't. but it sounds reasonable.
Okay. In that case, yeah, this goes through and changes in some places. I went through and in places where
Sorry, Russell, let's think it through. If all you get is a date, it's really up to you how you, like, it, that does not say, to my knowledge, does that say, is there anything implied that means midnight? I don't know why that would be the case. It's just a less precise. Like, isn't that up to the receiver to kind of make of it as you will? Ted, I think you're the expert on this, I would imagine. Sorry to cold call you there.
Expert. I don't know about expert. I mean, in general case, I do prefer to use date when that's what it is, when that's the granularity. It is acceptable to use date time and have all zeros in the time zones, and then that does wind up at midnight.
Right.
And the question there is whether it's midnight GMT or midnight with an offset.
But that's different, right? That is the issue, the sender or whoever, that actually indicates midnight. Like, there's a difference between adding zeros in a date time and not having anything on time on a date.
I think where I've run into this issue before is if I have like 2012-07-07, and then I want to interpret that as like second since epoch, I have to make a choice about when exactly I'm interpreting that as. And I think often the only thing that makes sense is to just choose 0000 for the time, which is midnight.
Right, but then that's your choice and it's not really about the schema.
Okay. But so we have a lot of properties that have a description that implies that it's a date, an example that says just a date. And so the question in this PR, or the question I think that was discussed is, do we, I think it was discussed whether we want to change all of these to type date time. Because if we did, then that would imply that people should interpret it that way. I think what you were saying, that it should be up to people to do what they want, that actually is what I ended up going with. Because I ended up just calling those dates. Hopefully, I don't know if that makes sense. Like, we were talking about maybe enforcing that all of these should be date times, and I ended up not doing that, more or less because of what you said.
Yeah. That's fine for me. And
okay.
Ted said it the best way. If date is the granularity, then don't ask for date time.
Yeah. The other two notable things here, there was a lot of place, schema.org doesn't actually have a date property. They have end date and start date. So I went with end date for almost all cases, because I just figured if there's harvest might have a start and end, and it usually is the same day, but if it's a date time, I just figured we'd put down, it would be okay implying that the actual time put down is the end of the duration. I figured that made more sense than putting down the start of a duration. But that is a little arguable.
But I guess what that really means is schema.org does not have hacking date. That's really what you're saying, or whatever we're looking at. Activity date is the first one. That's the term you're missing, and you're kind of hammering end date square into a activity date hole. I would suggest you look for something better or make your own term for this. Like the type is fine. Or the type aside, that would be my recommendation.
I think you're definitely right that we do want something more specific, like a harvest date. I think that's a little out of scope because this is changing like 100 or many, many tens of instances at least. And it's pretty time intensive looking for the exact right terms. So in this, I'm mostly replacing like schema.org/datetime. I'm replacing that with end date. Or schema.org/date, I'm replacing that. Like, I'm just replacing something vague with something else vague, but a property instead of a object that's or fair. Term or...
That is very fair. You are improving, and I'm pointing out you're not getting it all the way, but you're really improving something that is
there is another issue that explicitly addresses this, and I did actually just comment on that issue saying that I don't think I have capacity.
Okay. What you can do also is not having it, then you get the issuer dependent from AdvoCap, whatever we call it, traceability/issuer dependent, whatever it is. Or you could explicitly just find replace all schema.org/enddate with traceability version 1/date. I'm not going to block you because I think your argument that this is incrementally improving is fair. And it's unfair to hold you against that.
Okay. The other complication is that Ori had a concern about the RDF type not being correct. I left a comment about that. I think there might be a misunderstanding, but I'm kind of waiting for him to get back to me there.
Oh, it's about, No, I think he's pointing at XML schema.
What's actually wrong with schema date?
Yeah, I don't know.
The link that what he linked to was the line of that V2 text that says instead of schema-date, it says schema-date-time. I think he might have just thought date was should be date time. My comment asks if that's the case.
Right. I think we already covered that.
Yeah, that is a separate question than what I am asking. Instead of end date, what's wrong with actually just date?
This is something, maybe I'm confused. I thought that does not denote a property, that the lowercase ones denote property, and that denotes, like, if it's referring to another object or...
Yeah,
do we not need properties for the values?
Oh, I see.
My rule of thumb has been with schema.org undercases refers to properties.
Yep.
Yeah, correct. I agree. Okay. That doesn't seem like that's what Ori is pointing at is also lower. Is also uppercase XML schema hash date time. The only difference is date versus date time. I think that is what he's commenting on. I would dismiss it because we already talked about it.
Okay.
And I would dismiss my comment as well, because we also talked about that. So I think we can resolve this.
Okay. Is it possible? Should we? Do we still need to wait for his changes no. requested to be?
No. If we can resolve it, if we're fine, we'll just go ahead.
Okay, I'm just leaving a comment, but sure.
All right, I made comments also. And I'm good with approving this.
Okay.
I would prefer another approval, though. Would you mind if we keep it for next week?
Keep it. Yeah, and I can. I think Chris might be able to grant me approval privileges.
Yeah, but you shouldn't approve your own stuff.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. Kind of,
But ask him to approve it. That would be good. Where is he on this?
Okay.
We can just add him. All right. He's added as an approver now, or reviewer. Okay.
Sure.
Any objections to moving on? We left 9:35. For CI, which has passed now. So I think we can go ahead and merge that. It's quite nice. Some markdown. Any objections to merging 9:37? Okay, doing it. I think we got through vocab PRs. So let's head over to interop. And the first one there is 627 for me. It's also changing myself, replacing Ori with myself. We have two approvals. Any objections? Let me just, did I share? Yes, I did. Any objections to merging 627? Okay, doing it. The next one is quite big. I wish I'd gotten a second approval on it. It's 628. What it does is, we got new requirements from customs, their final requirements, which is amazing. So I took that opportunity to add that in. And at the same time, just cleaning out a bunch of the just blah, basically, that we have all over, which in my opinion confuses this spec. It makes it less clear what this specification is actually about. I could have cleaned out more, but I thought, let me start with this and make sure that we get the new requirements in. Any questions on the ambition and approach on this? the main part is in the mandatory to implement algorithms, that those are the new requirements. So that's the meat of this. I do actually have one question. I don't know if I added the references in the right way. But I think let's just get it in like this and we can always fix it up. Anyway, since we're one approval short, I don't feel comfortable merging this.
Oh, I see what you mean about adding references.
Yeah, I mean, there are some other references like this, but it's not the good ones on this spec. I don't know how you add those.
Yeah, I think, I'm going to make a suggestion and we'll see what happens.
Perfect. Thank you so much. All right, I'll just make a note that we're kicking it for next week. I'm pretty sad about that. The next is 6:29 from Patrick. Let's see what he has. There's list. Is that what the actual collection is called? Status update. Let me just check the code. Right. There's no credential status update. I think we should merge this. Clearly, this is what the collection is called, and it's the path to it. So we're pointing at something outdated. I think we should merge this. Even if the collection is outdated because we're moving to status list and or bit strings and all that, but I still think it's correct to merge this and then progress from there.
Okay.
I was interrupting you.
Oh, just I see Ori's point about that throughout the collection we are not using status list 2021, but I don't really have a strong opinion. If it's something we'll need to do inevitably, we may as well make this change now.
I don't know what he means by in these tests.
Let me just add my comment. Can't multitask. One second. All right. I think it, so my opinion, it's a bit like you, Russell. It's like he's giving a little finger and we reach out for the entire arm. It's a bit like before when you changed something that was clearly bad to something that was not great, but still incrementally better. I think it's the same here. He's fixing what the workflow was pointing at. Like, it's clearly pointing at something that doesn't exist and probably used to exist. And he's correct to point that out. And then Ori is asking him to go change the entire collection, which is just a lot to ask. I would love if he would and could do that, but it's like saying, thank you, more please. Much more please.
Yeah.
Ted, let's talk about your comment.
Sure.
I think what Ori means is that it corresponds to these new requirements we have. With status list. Oh wait. Why is he saying status list 2021? I don't know.
In the interoperability tests, all of them are written, like all of them are testing an API and expecting that API to use revocation list or revocation 2020. Like the tests just are not expecting, they're not testing use of status list 2021, I think is what he meant. They also don't include JOTS.
Yeah.
Which is a big problem and is what Ori is pointing at, but I don't think it conflicts with what you're saying at all.
No.
I probably should have looked at the files change before I put my comment, but still, this is it. Newman's running against tutorials.
Yeah.
These are not tests.
The tutorials.
Yeah.
Weirdly, the tutorials are the tests. Those are the interoperability tests.
And the tutorial part was our attempt to make it very user-friendly. And this is how you run it locally. This is how you download. It's a bit like Chris went through all that hassle to create nice guides. That's why we called it a tutorial. We wanted to make it human-friendly. And that's why it's in / tutorial.
Yeah.
We can change that. Like, raise the change. There, no argument from my side. It's just that's how it is. How it is. Why it became what it is. Anyway, let's, I would prefer to merge this and get it over with, but if Ori can have Patrick change out the collection, that would be great. Let's leave it for now, and where are we in time? We're 15 past the hour.
Wait, how do you mean change out the collection?
I think he's asking to have the, so he's referring to the new requirements from CBP. And he's asking, instead of doing this now, let's update the collection to implement, like to run the actual test that CBP requires.
Okay, but as you were saying, that is a huge task, right? That's writing an entirely new set of tests.
Well, sure. I mean, the test is not such a huge task to update. Implementing
it. Are you saying that is blocking this?
Ori is saying it's blocking it. I think it's unfair to be blocking it.
Okay.
That's what Ori is saying. And I only have one approval, so I can't do much about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we need to move on. We can come back to this. The next is similar. Negative test for context. Is this in, oh, it's in conformance. Oh, okay. Well, that's nice. So you have the conformance test. So he's referring to issue 624. I don't have any objections to his pull request. But again, we only have, it's only an hour old. So basically when we started the meeting, so we're going to need another approval to merge this. I would love Chris's. Input on
Chris
this.
Chris is out, at least today.
Oh,
actually it's just today.
Okay. He's like our conformance god. So let's have him look into it. All right. That was it for pull requests. We did, I don't know, mediocre. Not enough merges for sure. Let me ask, are there any issues specifically that any of you would want to discuss? If not, I might suggest we end a little bit early and leave time for uploading our scribe.
I think that's the call. We done good.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Russell, would you mind dealing with the notes, the minutes?
Yeah, sure. That's
what I was looking for. Thank you so much. And it's good to be with you guys again. And I'll see you next week.
Yes, sir.
All right. Bye.
Bye.